we find ourselves beginning a new church calendar year today. It's the first Sunday of Advent. The green that hangs on so long in what we call ordinary time, or the season after Pentecost that lasts some 29 weeks, is now behind us. The hangings are blue, and the Advent wreath is in its place, aiding us in the tracking of time through this season which leads to Christmas and the Incarnation. Advent is an odd season in some ways. For one, it's relatively short, and it seems more so even coming on the heels of the long green stretch of ordinary time. Another piece of the unusual nature of Advent is that it's a season of waiting and watching. Waiting and watching are not in themselves particularly odd things to do, although I think we practice these skills less and less often. What is odd about waiting and watching of Advent is that it falls in the time of the year that seems to contraindicate waiting and watching, except perhaps on Christmas Eve, when children are told to wait for Santa or watch for the red-nosed reindeer. Adults this time of year don't have the luxury of waiting, we think. There's just too much to be done. How can the church in the 21st century even hint at something as absurd as waiting? Advent makes no sense, at least not right now, not this time of year. Advent seems to be a season out of step, and it is. As the days grow shorter and darker, and the darkness lasts longer, we hear words calling us to the light, readings that speak of times that will be but are not yet. Advent, it seems, is liminal. To the ancients, if something was liminal, it was dangerous. Liminal is an in-between state. It's neither one thing nor another. It's in between. And in between things are unusual, unpredictable, and sometimes even dangerous. Liminal spaces may be thin spaces where heaven and earth are a little closer together than usual. Or maybe liminal spaces are places where we just pay more attention. Sleep time and dreams may be liminal, a time when our minds are shut down just long enough for God to step in and get our attention. Times of meditation and prayer may be liminal in the same way, where we are conscious but not controlling the directions of our thoughts. A more common liminal space, and one very familiar to the ancients, is a threshold of a door. In a threshold, you're not in one room or another, but in between. Advent is like that. Our readings during the season of Advent are very much like that. They point to the coming of Christ. They point back in anticipation of God's first breaking in as one of us, God's intruding in our world and disrupting our preconceived notions about how God would do that. By breaking in as an infant, the most dependent of all creatures, God turned everything upside down. Advent also points forward to the return of Christ and our anticipation of that event. In Matthew, we hear that we should always be ready, that we do not know when Christ will return. Be awake, be alert, be ready. Jesus said if the householder had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Paul's letter to the Romans echoes that sentiment. Be awake, be alert. Salvation, he says, is closer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone. The day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Isaiah talks of a time when there will be no more war, when swords will be beaten into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks. There will be no more needs for weapons that harm, only tools for growing. The reading concludes with, O house of Jacob, Let us walk in the light of the Lord. In our readings during Advent, there is so much reference to darkness and light in this season, in which darkness swells and the light seems to fade. Our attention is drawn to the increasing darkness in the world. All the while, our scripture draws us to the light of Christ. Advent calls us to pay attention, to watch for the light in the world, in a world that is filling with darkness, both literally and figuratively. Darkness is something we inherently fear. Even the smallest children are afraid of the dark. In the darkness, our vision is impaired. We feel ill at ease and uncomfortable. In the darkness, we are less in control. There are many unknowns. If we really find ourselves in the dark, then we have to feel our way through or rely on someone else to lead us. Have you ever been on one of those team-building trust walks? The kind of exercise where somebody ties a blindfold securely over your eyes and asks you to trust the person whose shoulder your hand is on, and that person will lead you safely to your destination, where you're asked to trust an otherwise unknown person will allow you not to trip over a root or twist your ankle on an armadillo hole as you make your way along in the darkness. They ask you to trust them for your safety. If you've never been in this sort of activity, then consider yourself lucky, or at least unstretched. For those of us who like to mark our own path, set our own course, know where we're going, and take the initiative to make sure that we reach our goal, following along blindly, literally, is a very uncomfortable thing to do. Letting go can be very difficult, but it can also be a time of growth. In the readings both from Romans today and from the Gospel, we hear we should be awake, be alert, be ready. Those verbs seem to encourage us to do something. In a time of year when we already have too much to do, I, perhaps like you, do not want to hear Jesus telling me to do something. If we read a bit more closely and listen a little bit more intently, we may discover that we are not being called to do anything, at least not anything that will require any more of our preciously wasted time. We're called to be. And what we're called to be is open. We're called to step out into the darkness and know that the light of Christ is coming in the world. We're called to enter a trust walk with God. Have you ever noticed that when you do go out in absolute darkness, if you just wait a few minutes, maybe a few seconds, your pupils begin to dilate and your vision becomes a bit better? And in just a few minutes more, you can discern the shadows are not really monsters at all, but just trees and shrubs or pieces of furniture or pairs of shoes you forgot to put away. Darkness is not all bad. In darkness, we learn to trust, to slow down, to depend on a guide. Being dependent may be a bit uncomfortable at first, but as we move ahead, we learn to trust that the one we are depending on will not let us fall to a place from which we cannot return. I invite you during this Advent season to step out into this liminal time, into the darkness just before the dawn, where anything can happen. I invite you to enter a trust walk with God. Be ready. Be alert. Be intentional about letting God lead where you will go, and trust that God will take you where you need to be. Amen.